It's a delight to be here with you tonight. I'm so thankful for this privilege and this opportunity to be here and worship with you tonight. I bring you greetings, first of all, from the churches in Yucatan, from each of the pastors. And my mom and my dad, they say hello. They send you their greetings. And we're thankful for the work the Lord has called us to in the mission field in Mexico. And the Lord has blessed the work there. And we're thankful. We're thankful for what the Lord is doing there. This preacher school is going well. And my dad, he said he wanted me to come back soon. But I appreciate this opportunity and this privilege to be here with you tonight. I have one thing I'm very thankful for. This happened just a few months ago, March the 10th. Brother Elio from Zitzantun, was ordained the pastor of the church in Zitzantun. I'm so thankful that the church in Zitzantun called a pastor. From the time that I went down there 12 years ago, we're in our 13th year now. From the time I went down there, I had been their pastor, and I'm glad they called man to be their pastor there in Zitzantun. Brother Elio is supposed to go to Cancun tomorrow. He's going to Cancun when I'm here, and so the Lord's given him gifts, and he's a good preacher and just a faithful man, and I just enjoy being around him. And I'm speaking of him, but I could say the same thing of any of the pastors there, Brother Jose and Brother Gervasio and Brother Rutilio, Brother Gilberto, all these men you know and you love and you prayed for all these years, and I'm just speaking of one. But we appreciate you, and we're thankful for you and your fellowship and your prayers and support for us for all these years, faithfulness. We're thankful for you, and we pray for you, and I know you pray for us, and we're thankful for you. Tonight, I would like for us to look in open our Bibles, if you will, to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, and I have entitled this message, Man's Responsibility to the Testimony of God. Man's Responsibility to the Testimony of God. I want us to read a couple of verses here, and then I'm going to ask a question. Verse 22, I'll start there. Verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? Is not this the son of David? What is man's responsibility towards God? Where does man's responsibility begin? At the Word of God. What God has said. What God has said. I want us to see that this, what the Lord Jesus Christ did, these men said, Is this not the Son of David? This was clear testimony to them that this was the Son of David. This is why they asked that question. It's clear that He is the Christ, that He is God manifest in the flesh. It seemed clear to them and evident to them, and that's why they asked the question, Is not this the Son of David? The responsibility of man is to believe God, believe the testimony of God. You know, in Corinthians, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, When I came not with with enticing words. When I came preaching the testimony of God. This word we preach is the testimony of God. That's God's word concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. It's God's testimony. And man is responsible to believe God's testimony. And a believer, when he believes the word, when he believes, he sets his seal to the word of God and says, it's true. God is true. And when a man doesn't believe, he's calling God a liar. He says, God's a liar. That's what man says when he refuses to believe God's testimony. Man's responsibility is to believe and believe right now. Man's responsibility, when God's word comes to a man, man's responsibility is to believe and believe right now. It's not to go home and weigh it, consider it. It's to believe right now. Believe God's word. Now, in other words, what I'm saying is walk in the light that the Lord has given. Walk in the light God gives. This is what our Lord said. Walk in the light while you have the light, that you may be children of light. Walk in the light that God gives you. Walk in the light that God gives you right now. And a man, as he's hearing God's word, a man or a woman, as he's hearing God's word, he either at that moment believes God or doesn't believe God. There's no middle ground. God knows. He either believes God or he doesn't believe God. But this is the testimony. This is the characteristic of God's people. They believe God. They believe God. You know, Nicodemus, I hope this is coming through clear. These men, when they saw this miracle, insomuch the man who was possessed both spake and saw, they said, Is this not the Son of David? Is this not the Christ? They knew he was. They believed. The evidence was there. Nicodemus said this. Nicodemus, remember, he came to the Lord by night, and he said, Rabbi, we know you're come from God, because no man can do the things that you do except God be with him. Get God sent him. Nobody can do this. So they knew that, and this clearly was a fulfillment of Isaiah 35. You don't have to turn there, but listen to this. Isaiah 35, speaking of when God would come, when the Savior would come, it says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall a lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. This was a clear revelation that this is the Christ. This is when salvation is going. This is when God came into the world. And then there's another thing. Every miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ did, he did in the power of the Holy Spirit. He is God. God and man. The Lord Jesus Christ. Jehovah manifests in the flesh. But this man, the man Christ Jesus, every miracle he did in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he did to the glory of God his Father, the Father. He never did anything to his own glory. He did everything to the glory of God the Father. And this was a clear revelation to them that this is the Christ. They're responsible to believe, but they did not believe. This was clearly a fulfillment of God's prophecy concerning the Christ and the Messiah. But listen to what these men said in verse 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, when the Pharisees heard what these people were saying, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts. They weren't saying this out loud. They were just thinking this. They were saying it in their minds. This fellow. What I'm saying is there's a clear manifestation of who he is. And they're saying this fellow cast out devils by Beelzebub. And he knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. We see the rejection here of light. We see the rejection of light by these men. Rejection of light. Here, the Lord said, this is the condemnation that light has come into the world. Men prefer or love darkness rather than light. They rub darkness rather than light. And listen to this. The sin that condemns a man, the sin that condemns a man is not done outside the man, but is in the man. The sin that condemned the man is not outside, but what's inside him. They never did say this. They never did say this outside. This was in their mind. And the Lord knew their thoughts. The sin of unbelief. They said in their mind. And then our Lord gives these reasons why their thoughts are just not even reasonable. They're not even reasonable. What their reasoning is, their enmity towards God, but in their reasoning, they're not even reasonable. I don't know if that makes sense. They're not even reasonable. Here's what he's saying. If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself, and how shall his kingdom stand? That's the first thing. You're saying that by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils is being cast, this is cast out. Now that doesn't make sense. In your own reasoning, if he's casting out, then how can his kingdom stand? Number one. Number two, if I cast out by Beelzebub, your children also cast out devils. Who do they cast them out by? Who do they cast them out by? They're going to be your own judges. They're going to be your judges. But now here's the conclusion. Here's the conclusion of this. If what I'm doing, the Lord said, if what I'm doing in the power of the Holy Spirit, then the kingdom of heaven has come to you. And this is true every time God sends a man. When the Lord sends His gospel throughout all the world, and that's what they are, they're sent. They don't send themselves. But whenever a man sent of God stands up and speaks God's word for the glory of God, for the glory of Christ, and speaks not his own word, but the word of God, then here's the truth. The kingdom of heaven has come to you. And the kingdom of heaven has come to everyone that hears it, and man is responsible to believe. Responsible to believe God's word. The gospel is the word of God. And if we're not preaching ourselves, if we're preaching the testimony of God, then the kingdom of heaven has come to us. What an awesome thing. We're responsible to believe God's word. Let me ask you this. How much does a person have to believe of God's word? Every bit of it. A believer is just that. A believer. He believes God. A believer is a believer. Abraham believed God. He believed God. Well, look at this. Seeing that a man is spiritually dead, seeing that a man cannot believe God, we read there in Romans chapter 8, seeing that a man is dead spiritually, that his thoughts are enmity against God, seeing that a man is spiritually dead, blind, deaf, lame, poor, he's a leper. Seeing that this is the truth of man, how will he ever be made whole? It says here in the next verse. Look at this. Verse 29. Or else how can one enter a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then will he spoil his house? The Lord Jesus Christ has got to deliver His people. He's got to deliver His people from the power of darkness and translate them to the kingdom of His dear Son. Man is dead, but spiritually dead. Cannot. The Lord Jesus Christ came to set His people free from the kingdom of darkness. He is the strong man that binds up Satan to spoil his goods. He delivers his people from the power of darkness and the power of sin and translates them into the kingdom of his dear Son. And we see this. We see this in our text in verse 29. Verse 30, he says, and he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not scattereth abroad.
Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto man, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. And listen to the conclusion. He says here, either make the tree good, and the tree's fruit's going to be good, or else make the tree corrupt, and the fruit is corrupt. In other words, a person, he's either a new man or he's not a new man. You cannot bring bad fruit from a good tree. If it's got a good tree, it's inside, he's a new man. A man is by nature corrupt. By nature is evil. And out of the abundance of the heart, the Lord's going to say right now, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And a man is going to do exactly what's inside his heart. Well, a good tree is one who is made good by the power of God. One who is regenerated. One who is given a new heart. And he's going to have a good fruit. But if the tree is corrupt, the fruit is corrupt. And the tree is known by its fruit. Now listen to this, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? It's impossible. Don't play with a snake. Don't play with a snake. They got poison. Even the little ones got poison. They got poison. Generation of vipers, how can you being evil speak good things? They cannot. They cannot. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I was speaking to a man just about a month ago or so in Mexico. And I was telling him about how, talking to him about the gospel and saying that this gospel, if I knew of anybody that here in Mexico that preached this gospel, that believed this gospel, I'd want to know them and I'd want to have fellowship with them. And he said, oh yeah, I know some. They get together on Saturday, he said. They get together on Saturday for breakfast. And that just surprised me. And I thought, really? He said, oh yeah. He said, they get together for breakfast. And if you want, I'll invite you and I'll introduce you. And I said, do they preach this message? He said, oh, no. I said, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. If they don't preach it, it's because they don't believe it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever man believes, that's what he's going to say. And if he's not saying something, it's because he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it. Well, look here at verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. What is in the heart right now? What is in the heart right now? Well, the Lord said that. He said, whatever comes out of your mouth is either going to justify you or it's going to condemn you. Whatever comes out of your heart. You know, the Lord, there in Romans chapter 10, it said, Romans chapter 10, talking about the salvation of God's people. He says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What's in the heart is going to come out in confession. What's in the heart is going to come out. And these men, after they heard this, they saw this miracle the Lord Jesus Christ did, that clearly testified that He is the Christ. Clearly testified that He is. And they said in their heart, they said in their mind this, and the Lord corrected their thoughts. What you're thinking is wrong. And then He told them, He said, what comes out of the mouth is going to reveal what's in your heart. And what's the first thing that comes out of the mouth? Look here. Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered and saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And the Lord said, that's evil. You see that? We would see a sign from Lord, we would see a sign from thee. And the Lord said, that's evil. That's evil. A man is responsible to believe. He said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jonah was it says here in the fish's belly for 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And there's no sign going to be given this world. There's no sign going to be given. It's already been given. The Lord Jesus Christ already came. The Lord Jesus Christ already went to the cross. This is not done in a secret. Everybody knows that a man named Jesus of Nazareth died outside of the gates of Jerusalem. Everybody knows that he was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead. I mean, it's a historical fact. There's no sign going to be given. I was talking to another lady, and she said, if I could just go back to that time and hear the Lord speak these words. No. No, don't say in your heart, who shall ascend? Don't say in your heart, who shall descend? Don't say this. The word that we preach is, if you believe right now. Go back over there to Romans chapter 10. It says, Moses describeth, verse 5 says, Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith, the righteousness that is by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ, by faith in Him, who is the faithful one, the righteousness which is faith speaketh on this wise. Don't say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? He already came. He already went to the cross. He already died and put away the sin of His people. This is a done deal. It's finished. Don't say in your heart, if I could just go back and hear Him say it. Liar, that's not so. The word of faith which we preach is what's in your heart right now. This is what this is saying. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. How near is this word we're preaching? How near is it? It's not even in thy mouth. It's either there or it's not there. How near is it? It's right there in you or it's not in there. But it's now. It's not later. The word we preach is right. It's nigh you. It's nigh you. Even in thy heart, if it's there. It's in thy heart right now, if it's there. And if it's there, somebody put it there because it wasn't there before. It wasn't there before. But if you believe right now, it's in your heart. That's the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You shall be saved because you were saved. But this is what He's saying right here. Look over here. He said, even an adulterous generation wants to look for a sign. And there shall be no sign given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Whereas Jonah was in the, again over here in Matthew 12, Jonah was in the fish's belly for 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And now look at here, he's talking about the responsibility of men, and he uses two examples. He uses the men of Nineveh, and he uses the Queen of Sheba. As examples of what? Responsibility of man to repent and believe. To repent and believe God's word, God's messenger. It says, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment of this generation and shall condemn it because they repented. They repented. And God sent them a man. God sent them a prophet. He was a reluctant prophet. He didn't want to go. In fact, he ran away. He said, Lord, I knew you were merciful. That's why I didn't want to go. That's exactly what he said. But the Lord had him go anyway. And he went in there with a message that had no hope. The message that was just, it was a 40 days and God's going to destroy you. He was 3 days in the belly. You know, when he came out of that fish, he must have looked white like a ghost. With that acid of the fish, he must have looked white. He looked death wormed over. And those people, when they heard Jonah, they repented. And here is a greater prophet, greater than Jonah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's a greater. They're going to rise up. The man is responsible to repent. Repent of what? Repent of his thoughts about God. Remember, the sin of man, the sin that condemns man is in his mind, in his heart. This mind is a God factory, and it's not the God of the Bible. It's an idol factory. And when man is called on to repent, it's to repent towards God. His thoughts about God. His thoughts about God, or I don't care what they are, they're wrong. If what we know about God is not what God reveals in His Word, it's an idol, and it ought to be thrown away real quick. No debating it, no thinking about it, no weighing it. It's God. The only thing we know about God is what God has revealed in us in Jesus Christ. He is the only God we know of. Well, repent about thoughts about who God is. Repent about the thoughts about who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He is God manifest. He is the Lord. Men think that Jesus is some poor that they can just manipulate. That he's just they're going to manipulate him. Well, no, he's sovereign. He's sovereign. And it's not what we're going to do with Jesus, it's what he's going to do with us. What's he going to do with us? Lord. You know, Paul, when the Lord revealed himself to him, he fell on his face. Lord, who art thou? That's what everybody that sees the Lord Jesus Christ falls on their face. Falls on their face. Even the Apostle John, the beloved apostle on the Isle of Patmos, he loved the Lord. The Lord loved him. But when he saw the Lord that day, Isle of Patmos, he fell at his feet. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? He's awesome. Awesome. God. God. The only God we'll ever see is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who he is. Repent about our thoughts about God, and our thoughts about the Lord Jesus Christ, and our thoughts about who we are. Man thinks himself that he's somebody. And thinks have high thoughts of himself. And a man has got to be brought down to the dust. And know that he is nothing. Has nothing. If the Lord doesn't do something for me, I'm a goner. Repent. A man is responsible when he hears God's word to repent about his thoughts towards God. Repent towards God. You know, the Lord said this, when the Holy Spirit comes and convinces of sin, He convinces of sin in this one respect, that you've not believed on me. That you've not bowed to me. And then the second example we have here is the Queen of Sheba. You know, in both these cases, these men of Nineveh, they heard and they repented. They didn't even have they thought, well, perhaps he'll be merciful. Well, this is a much better message than that, isn't it? This is a much, much better message than that. The Lord Jesus Christ is a God who delights to show mercy. He will have mercy. It's a wonderful message. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. What a wonderful message. If a man knows himself a sinner, come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he came to save sinners. He came to save sinners. But the other one is this says here, the Queen of Sheba. She heard also. She was off on that far land, and she heard of the wisdom. She heard of Solomon. How that God had blessed Solomon by. And she heard, what was her response when she heard? She came. And this is the responsibility. Now man cannot, and man will not repent, and man will not come to the Lord Jesus Christ except God be do something for him. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. But man is responsible. Man is responsible. And so we say, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on him. Repent of your thoughts of who God is and how God may be just and justify the ungodly. And come to him. Bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I trust that's a blessing. I know it is to me. This is man's responsibility. But man can't do it. God's got to do something for him. Lord's got to do something for him. That is, he's the one that's got to work this work. It's a work of grace. Work of grace in man's heart. Appreciate this opportunity. Thank you, brother. And Lord bless his word.